Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, if you remember, last week in our time together, as you know, once a week or so, I take a segment of our show and just talk about, just to you, just directly, just you and me, some things I got on my mind. And last week, I talked about the CEO, the job of being the CEO of your business. And I stated that every business, including small ones, have assignments that can only be performed by the chief executive officer, the CEO. And if you know, if you remember, over the last couple of 3 years, I've really been focusing on this. I've really been trying to help you understand that it's not enough as a business owner. It's not enough for you to be the manager, the general manager, the founder and the owner. Those are jobs that you have to have, but those are hats that you have to wear, but you also have to wear the hat of the chief executive officer. And I also talked about the fact that the CEO, strategic assignments, strategic responsibilities of the CEO are not optional. They're non-negotiable. They have to be done. I also have said that the small business CEOs have to periodically transport themselves from the operating trenches to the 30,000-foot strategic orbit. You got to do that. And I also said, if you remember, I revealed that there were three CEO big pictures. Where have we been, where are we now, and where are we going? Last week, I spent a fair amount of time talking about where have we been, where are we now? And I said that I would talk this week about where we're going, and that's what I want to do now. That third big picture is the sole domain. Where are we going? Is the sole domain of the CEO, and it's a handy way to find answers to to find answers to where we're going is to apply what I call the big four factors. If you'll just, when you get up into your orbit, if you'll think about these four things and sort of build your strategic thinking around these four things, you'll find a way to get almost everything in there. And here are the big four factors: bricks, clicks, people, and capital. Let's start out with bricks. Bricks are bricks, right? Physical location is space. And you consider it over a span of years, right? 1, 3, 5, 20 years. What will your operation need to look like? What will it physically look like in 5 years, for example? How long will your current location serve you? Can you stay in this place, in this part of the market, on this corner, in this building? How long will that serve you? Will your physical space align with your strategy 1, 3, 5, 20 years from now? Will you need a different kind of space? Will you need more? What infrastructure, what equipment will you need in 1 year or 5 years? These are things that you need to think about from a brick standpoint. If you start out with this concept, you'll find a way to fill in the blanks, other things that I don't cover. Now let's talk about clicks. This is internal and external technology. Internal is hardware, software, networking, connectivity, all those things required to both buy and sell efficiently and productively. That's the internal part. External is the technology you ask your customers to use in order to do business with you. Now, the clicks timeline is shorter than the bricks timeline, usually months even. Usually no more than a year or two, but oftentimes months. So you got bricks and you got clicks. You got the physical and you got the technical. Now the people. The line between consideration for people and clicks, your employees and the technology, is becoming increasingly blurred. What will the company need humans to do? What would your company need humans to do in 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years? How many people and what kind of talent will you need? What kind of technology and training will your people need to meet those requirements? How will technology adoption, whatever you the technology you buy and you adopt, how will that technology impact your organizational chart? Meaning, will you need fewer people or more people or different kinds of people because of the technology? And this is back again, this is back to what I'm saying about the lines being blurred. And then also the outsourcing. Which jobs require employees and which can be filled by outsourced contracts? So this is all part of the people. A second part of people is customers. What will your customer profile look like in 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years? What will their expectations of you be? And what do you have to do to meet those expectations with relevance, not just being competitive? You know, that's one of the themes of my new book, The Age of the Customer, which I haven't talked a lot about, but I'm going to be talking more about it coming up. We're going to be the book's it's actually available right now for pre-order on Amazon, but we're going to be launching it in a couple of weeks. So think about that, folks. The people part are the internal people, your employees, your internal customers, and then the other part is your external customers, your real customers. And you have to think about that. Now the capital. How will you fund the future? The future has to be funded. How will you do that? What financial management systems and standards will you need? What combination of retained earnings, debt, and investment will produce a successful capitalization strategy? Bricks, clicks, people, and capital. Those are the big four factors that when you start developing strategy for your company, you can, if you'll use those four, then you can come up with your own. You can come up with 20 categories. But the big four will help you if you start out with those. When you set aside the time to be the CEO, once a month I would recommend it. Certainly no more than once a quarter, no less I should say. Then once a quarter you need to spend some time alone with one or two key people, maybe with some other CEOs, and develop strategy for your company along the lines of bricks, clicks, people, and strategy. Only someone filling the role of CEO can ask and find these strategic questions. You can't ask and find these answers if you're in the trenches, folks. So here's my last question. Who's asking these questions for your business? And remember, the CEO duties, not optional. They must be done. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.